Okay, to everyone, Chav Chislev. We're holding in Siman Lamed Halacha Dalad. We're going to Siman Lamed Aleph Halacha Aleph. So we're holding in the Halachas of Hilchos Lashon Hara, Rechilas, and Moitzi Shemra. And the kids who teaches us the following. Zach the Kitzel, when it comes to this idea of Avak Lashon Hara. So the Kitzel says, Yesh Dvorim Shem Avak Lashon. What's an example of Avak Lashon Hara? I'm not sure why the one that was yesterday explained. And Halacha Gimel is now also an example of a question. How? But anyway, this is what the Kitzur explains. I don't have the Sefer Chafetz Chaim with me, so if anyone could look it up, that'll be very helpful. But the Kitzur says like this: what's an example of a question? How? If a person says, "Keep silent, don't speak about so and so," or "I don't want to tell you what happened," or "I don't want to tell you what was," any of these types of statements imply that there's something going on. A person says good things about another person, but he's doing it in front of people that hate him. It's inevitable. This is considered a avak lashon hara. Why? Because that's going to cause lashon hara. It's going to cause it. The people are going to say negative things. So, on this, Shlomo HaMelech said, sometimes a person thinks he's doing a favor, but he's doing something wrong. It's going to end up being a curse. He's trying to do something, but he's ended up doing something bad. Someone says lashon hara jokingly, derech kalas roish, meaning is pretending, he's doing it in a form where that's coming from hatred. And Shlomo HaMelech says, no, that's no good either. That's like playing with fire, literally. He's playing with fire. He said, well, I'm just joking around. I'm just throwing fire all over the place and arrows. And as we know, lashon hara is like arrows, and therefore that's why a person should be so careful. Someone says lashon hara, beramos, what does it mean? Trickery. Pretends that he does, mom, she's doing it like as if he's innocently. He doesn't know Lashon Hara, and the people tell him, hey, what are you doing? It's Lashon Hara. And he says, I didn't know that's Lashon Hara. Well, I didn't know these were actually the actions of so and so. All these examples are Avak Lashon Hara. Okay, person who relates Lashon Hara in front of a person, or even not in front of the person, and he says things that if he'll be heard from one person to the next, it's going to hurt his friend that he's speaking about, whether it's physically or monetarily, or even just to pain him. That is included in Lashon Hara. If something was said in front of three people, here's one of the famous Heterim, Apit Losap, and it's very limited at the end of the day. Because the case of something that was said in front of three people, the logic is Mistama, it's already been publicized. So therefore, if one of those three people now relates that information to someone else, that's the example of apitlata that's permitted. There's no list of lashon hara. However, there's a very big condition. His intention is not to just pass on the voice and reveal the information even more. And so how many times do we find ourselves, we see something in the news, I don't know, I always wonder, the news websites, hopefully they do have a rub that they ask every article. The most important thing, whether this article is okay, out lashon hara. But certainly when something is negative information, so just for the sake of revealing it even more, is aser. Seems to be there's no heter for that. What is the person's takana for speaking lashon hara? So Chazal says, and this is Kitzur quotes, as if he's a Talmud Chacham, Yasuk B'Torah. If I'm not mistaken, the Chofetz Chaim says, Yasuk B'Torah means learn hilchos lashon hara. For persons in Amar Oretz, Yashpil Daita, he should lower his mind, meaning become more humble. Fascinating that that'll be the antidote for in Am Ha'oretz. Rav Yomi Abar Abba teaches us that there are four different groups of people that will not receive and greet the Shekhinah. And therefore, we'll see how serious this is. Katz Leitzim, that means people that are scoffers. Katz Shkorim, Mechanefim, people that use flattery. Katz Shekorim, people that lie. And Katz Misapil Lashon. That's what we're bringing this, that all these four different groups will not greet the Shekhinah. So Kat Leitzim is based on the Pasuk. Ketzup quotes a Pasuk. Meshach Yoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Leitzim. Kas Chanefin is a different Pasuk. All these Pasuk's imply that in front of Hashem, these things are not going to come. Shkarim, same thing. Don't be Shkarim, no Yikadu Negan. Hashem doesn't want people that are lying in front of his eyes. And lastly, Kat Mesapel Hashem, because it says, Lo Chavetz Rasha'at, the Guchu, basically, Iva Shanaab will not dwell with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Misapli Lashon Hara are included in this. It's based on a pasuk that says, "Gin b'fiu nechayin tzadik atashem leguchem guch hara." Chazal also say, "Politzinusa asira bar militzinus davar diskalizim." That means that a person, any scoffer, any joking around and something chashuv, not be considered chashuv, is aser, and there's only one exception: making fun of idols. If you're making fun of idols, we see that avodah zarah, that's permitted. That we find already by Eliyahu Novi, as it says, "Vayibatzoy vayhatel bem Eliyahu." Next, Allah anoykem mechaveiroi. A person takes revenge against his friend. He's oivel loisase. It's based on the pasuk leisikon. And everyone knows what is revenge. So the Kizer explains, if a person says to another person, Reuven says to Shimon, please lend me your axe. And Shimon says, no, I'm not going to lend you axe. And then Shimon once asks Reuven the next day to ask to lend him. And he says, listen, you didn't lend me, I'm not going to lend you. That is nekama, he's oive alav. Rather, instead, he should give it to him with a full heart and not do to him what he did to him. And in fact, the person should be mavel midosav. This is the way, this is the best midah to have. Mavil Midosov, for everything that's physical in this world, anyone that understands, it's divrei hevel, says the Kitzel, and it's not worth taking revenge. We just get lost in the narrative of this world. David the Melech says, "Gemalti shmirah v'chatzav," I'm going to go and do evil to someone that did evil to me. Next, if a person really wants, the Kitzel says an amazing thing. You want to take revenge against someone? He's giving you the way to take revenge. You know how? Just add better milus and go in the path of just, because what's going to happen is that'll be the best nakama from your enemy, because he's going to be pained about the fact that your midos are being improved, and he's going to be mourning when he hears how good your name is. But if you can do it negative things, then you're just going to try to get it back. You know what's going to happen? Everyone's going to not be impressed, and then your hater is going to be happy with your shame, and therefore he's taking revenge against you. So maybe this is speaking even to the Yetzer Hara, how to trick the Yetzer Hara. The next halacha, the last halacha of the siman, is anyone that takes netira. What's netira? It's also alav. Leisitos ben amecha means, as Reuven says to Shimon, listen, lend me something. And Shimon doesn't want to. And then a few days later, so comes Shimon and he asks something for Reuven. He says, yeah, sure, I'll give it to you, but I'm not going to be like you. You didn't give it to me. Someone that does that is actually oive alav. Rather, he should erase it from his heart and not remember it at all, because he's harboring that hatred or that to the fact that he didn't lend him. And this is the right day, says the Kitzur, that a person is going to be able to settle the world with. That means if without this, the world will just fall apart. And it's interesting, the whole back and forth with each other. In fact, Yushalmi, amazing Yushalmi, the Dogma says that really it's illogical to take revenge against each other, because really we're one unit, we're one body, we're one neshama. Next siman is siman amadav shekul kavanos oidim v'shem shemai. Whatever we do should be for the sake of heaven. What is that referring to? Chazal say a small little parsha that everything depends on. What does that mean? There's a pasuk that says, "B'chol derechecha deh." In all your ways, know Hashem. What does know Hashem mean? A powerful word. So the explanation is, whatever you're doing, even if you're doing it for your body, know Hashem. Do it for His sake. So, for example, eating and drinking, walking and sitting, lying down and getting up, relations and sicha, having a conversation, all these things. When a person is doing it, should be done for avodas borecha, meaning I'm doing this for the service of my Creator. I'm doing it to serve better my Creator, meaning I'm drinking, whatever I'm doing. That is why I'm doing it, so I should be able to serve the Creator or do something that's going to help me in my service of Hashem. And therefore, I'll be a real Eved Hashem. And that's the halachas for today. Have a beautiful day.